now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, today we're going to take a look at the votes coming up. We'll look at the important federal ones, because on March 3rd, voters will decide on two separate issues regarding retirement age and pensions. So in this week's Swiss Up, we're going to take a closer look at those votes, starting with a popular initiative on the 13th pension payout. So, Dario, what is this all about?
Well, this popular initiative was launched by the trade unions who want to add a 13th monthly payout to the state pension, not unlike the 13th salary that many employees already get at the end of the year.
Okay, so why do the unions feel this is necessary?
Well, for many elderly people, their pension is insufficient to meet their basic needs, especially many women who were stay-at-home moms or who only worked part-time don't have a significant occupational pension to add to their state pension. According to the trade unions, Swiss retirees have actually lost the equivalent of 1 month of their retirement payout since 2021 due to inflation. To introduce a 13th payout would therefore just about make up for that loss, according to trade unions.
Okay, and just for clarity, we're talking about the premier pilier, the first pillar of the payments
for this AVS.
One. Yes. Okay, so if this initiative was accepted, this would of course increase state expenditure. Do we know by how much?
Yes, it is estimated that a 13th state pension payout would cost between 4 and 5 billion Swiss francs a year.
Okay, so how will we pay for that?
The popular initiative does not specify how exactly this additional expenditure would be funded, but they say that because of the recently increased retirement age for women, the funds are actually sufficient until about the year 2030, and that thereafter a value-added tax increase of 0.4% would do the trick and finance the additional 4 to 5 billion Swiss francs a year.
Okay, now let's look at the other parties. And unsurprisingly, right-wing parties disagree with this, as it will mean a tax hike at some point.
Yes, they fear that tax increases would have to be introduced earlier, which would penalize middle-class families. This is why the government and the right-wing majority in parliament suggest to vote no to this initiative.
Okay, now the second popular initiative that goes to the vote on March 3rd concerns an increase of the retirement age by 1 year from 65 to 66 for both men and women.
Yes, this initiative, also a popular initiative, emanates from the youth chapter of the Liberal Party, and not only would it increase the retirement age to 66 by the year 2030, the proposal also contains a mechanism that would link the retirement age to life expectancy in the future. So as the average lifespan of the population increases, so would the retirement age.
I do note, this is an idea from the youth chapter of the Liberal Party, which, of course, for them is a long, long way away.
It's still a long, long way away. Yes.
For some of us, it's not that far away. Anyway, so they think this is necessary. Why do they think that?
Well, the number of pensioners compared to the working force who pays into the pension fund is increasing significantly, with the baby boomer generation reaching retirement age in the coming years. Add to that people live ever longer. So the proponents of this initiative believe that to save the pension system, it is necessary for people to work longer as well. They fear that the pension system would be in the red by 2031 and that this would become a huge tax burden for the younger generations. And there you have the link to the youth chapter of the Liberal Party, who mostly fear that they're going to have to pay a lot more into the pension fund system if this doesn't change, if the retirement age isn't lifted.
Yeah, and frankly, I think they do also have a point with that. Now, however, the government, who just a year ago fought to increase the retirement age for women, is now actually opposing this initiative to increase the retirement age once again. Why is that?
Well, for one, it is fair to say that increasing the retirement age in general is a very sensitive issue. And because the government just fought that battle to increase women's retirement age, they probably now want to wait a while before they propose that exact measure once more. And then the government also argues that the proposal at hand is too rigid and mathematical and does not take into account possible changes of the overall economic realities. For example, there could be an unexpected economic boom that would flush the pension funds with new money and therefore make it unnecessary to raise the retirement age. Anyways, the Federal Council is projected to come up with its own more comprehensive plan to reform the pension system, which it is supposed to present to the Parliament by 2026. And essentially, they just, they want to wait for that moment before any changes are introduced.
Okay, now these, of course, clearly are votes. And so let's take a look at the polls there, Dario. Which way do we think these are going to go?
Well, the 13th pension payout convinced 61% of polled voters, but that was at the end of January. This number probably came down lower since then. There is another poll coming up soon, but those numbers are not out yet. It still had a large majority of polled voters in favor of the 13th pension payout at the end of January. At the same time, the increase of the retirement age to 66 was rejected by 53% of polled voters. But if I had to guess, I would say that both the 13th pension payout and the retirement age increase will be rejected because people really don't want to work longer. There was just an increase in the retirement age for women. So I think a lot of women wouldn't be happy to vote for another retirement age increase. And then regarding the 13th pension payout, many will probably end up fearing that this will have negative impacts on their bank account right now. Right. So many of the people in the workforce. So I think if I had to bet money on it, I would say this is going to be rejected, the initiative.
There's a couple of things that occur to me, because as we discussed before when it comes to votes, it's common that the polls get closer as the polling date comes
exactly
near. So when you say 61% are in favour at the moment, or were in January, that's going to come down. We've seen that before. But also, I've seen, when it comes down to the 13th month payout, I've seen many press commentators suggesting that actually in Switzerland, many pensioners are actually fine, actually fairly well off, because they've got their company pensions. And for those pensioners who are not doing so well, there are social benefits available to them to help them
exactly
out. And a lot of people are making this point as well, saying, you
exactly
know, do they actually need, you know, we should focus on those pensioners that do need a bit of a helping hand, as
yes
opposed to just give a blanket 13th month payout to everyone.
Exactly. Although there, the benefits payout for people, like the targeted payout, let's say, for pensioners who can't make ends meet, those are a cantonal issue, right?
Right.
And proponents of this initiative for the 13th pension payout, they fear that if it's just left to the cantons, then you have very unequal situations in different cantons. That's why they prefer this national solution that puts a 13th pension payout in for the whole country.
Okay, yes, interesting point. I did actually also like the idea of how to persuade older people to work longer. I think I saw one idea which suggested that anyone over the age of retirement who wants to work pays less tax. Their income tax goes down, so it makes it more appealing for them to work longer. There are so many different ways that this could be handled. Anyway, Derek, it'll be interesting to see how this goes. It's been a major debate in the press ahead of this vote, and you say that's going to be on March 3rd. So, Derek, thanks very much indeed. If you want to hear that episode of Swiss Up again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.